Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland are at standstill at present, unable to govern because of a disagreement between Catholic and Protestant factions. Rebecca St. Clair asked Professor Simon Torme what the sticking points between the two are that have caused the current government standstill.
The agenda of those in Northern Ireland who are basically identifying with the Republican side is always to try to push along a pro-Irish, all-Irish agenda. So one of the things that has proved a stumbling block in the last couple of weeks has been the desire of the Sinn Féin part of the power-sharing arrangement to push forward an Irish language provision for Northern Irish Parliament. So really what this means is establishing equal status for the Irish language as far as official communication is concerned. And that really upsets the unionist side because it begins to look like the Irish are moving the pieces up the board and they're getting kind of recognition for a language which they regard as foreign. And likewise, some of the things which the traditionalist Northern Irish unionist doesn't like, things like same-sex marriage, are being very much pushed by the more socially progressive Sinn Féin as well. So is this really around those kind of issues, the Irish language, same-sex legislation, whether or not Northern Ireland is going to progress in sort of social liberal terms? These are some of the major fault lines between the two sides.
What would be the best way to move forward?
Well, I think this is all a bit of a kind of side drama, if you like. I think the major stumbling block, the big obstacle here, the elephant in the room, as it were, is the Brexit negotiations. These are very, very serious because we don't quite know how this is going to land as far as Northern Ireland is concerned. The European Union and the Republic of Ireland have all said they don't want a border between the North and the South, and the only way to achieve that is if Northern Ireland remains at one level within the single market and customs union. That really upsets the unionist side in Northern Ireland because they insist that Northern Ireland follow the rest of the UK out of the European Union, even if that means leaving the single market and the customs union. So really the big picture struggle here is over the destination of Northern Ireland itself. Is it going to pull towards the gravity of the European Union, or is it going to remain an integral part of the United Kingdom as the United Kingdom rose away, as it were, from the European Union? This is really the thing which is setting nerves on edge, very jangly relationships between the various tribes, because we don't quite know yet how the Northern Irish part of the EU Brexit puzzle works out. I don't think we're going to get anywhere near any progress as far as power sharing is concerned until there is a satisfactory resolution of a larger issue about what the status of Northern Ireland is going to be post-March 2019.
Professor Simon Torme from Sydney University speaking to The Wire's Rebecca St. Clair.